Welcome to the LU Moment, where we showcase all the great things happening with Lamar University faculty, staff, students, and alumni. I'm John Rollins, Associate Director of Community Relations and Public Affairs here at LU, and I want to welcome you all to this week's show. This week on the LU Moment, we're sitting down with representatives from 91.3 KVLU Public Radio, the official radio station of Lamar University. It is my pleasure to welcome Jason Miller and Shannon Harris to the show today. Jason is the station manager here at KVLU, and Shannon is the development director. Jason and Shannon, welcome to the LU Moment.
Thanks for being here. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming up.
Glad to have y'all here. In your own studio.
A little behind the scenes today.
Quite the role reversal,
right?
Here.
It is.
So you all have worked here for, you've got quite some tenure here with KVLU. I know, Shannon, you said about 9 years now. Mm-hmm. And Jason, I believe you said 27.
Yeah, 27 this year.
There seems to be a lot of tenure and longevity here in this department. Could you speak maybe to some of the others as well? I know Joe's probably at least 30 years that he's been here.
I would say so. And Alicia is probably, you know, 15 or around there. So everybody's been here longer than a decade. Easily, say it that way, easily.
I'm sitting here with a couple of pros, is what it sounds like.
I hope so.
Awesome. I'll go ahead and let you two introduce yourselves officially to the guests.
Okay, well, I am the development director for KVLU, which just means that my primary responsibilities have to do with assisting with the funding for the station, because we are a nonprofit organization. So writing grants and also dealing with all of our underwriters. And we have a lot of organizations and corporations that underwrite with the station in the Southeast Texas community and beyond. We have some national underwriters as well. And then assisting with fundraising efforts, which we'll talk a little bit more about in a minute. And then some production, too. Everybody on staff gets their hand in production one way or the other, just because we have a small staff here.
That's kind of the beauty of those small staffs, all hands on deck.
Yeah, it's great, exactly. Because we all get to be creative and, indulge that part of ourselves, which is fun.
Yeah, everybody does do production. It's just part of, I think, public radio in general, is that everybody does something in the production world. So I'm station manager, and so I handle programming, what's on the station, and over production too, and over also business things as well, dealing with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Federal Communications Commission and things of those nature. So and also still do productions like everybody else.
Fantastic. So let's go ahead and get started. Let's talk all things KVLU. I know that the radio station is celebrating a huge milestone this year, 50 years right here at Lamar University. What are some of the radio programs offered through KVLU?
We run the flagship shows of National Public Radio, being Morning Edition, Morning News, and their afternoon program, All Things Considered. We also run their midday program called Here and Now. We have a special program unique to our state called Texas Standard, which is sort of a Texas public radio type program. And then we intersperse that with local programming that's mostly based in arts and culture of Southeast Texas. And of course, we have our music programs, which are one of my favorite words, eclectic, is, I guess, the best way to sum up the music that we play. And when you listen during the day, the way I explain it, the way it's laid out, is it's kind of news, music, news, music, news, music. That's how
it's
you.
Nice
so
mix,
yeah, it's a nice mix.
Engaged.
Yeah, if there's too much news stress going on, there'll be some music coming on for an hour or two, and then you'll be back to news and some music for an hour or two.
Yeah.
I really like how our weekdays have lined up that way. Yeah.
So the reason we're here today, we have a very special event to discuss. I know Shannon kind of alluded to it earlier. So it's coming up at the end of April. In honor of the 50th anniversary, KVLU will be hosting a celebration right here on Lamar's campus. So Shannon, I know you shared with me a few different things about that day. There will be live music, refreshments, swag items, live broadcasts, and lots of fun additions. So what can folks expect from the event? And go ahead and share date, time, location, all the details.
Yeah, well, the KVLU 50th anniversary is April 30th. 50 years ago, 1974, the station went on the air for the first time. So we're going to celebrate that moment, and we're going to have some of our friends come from the community and from the campus, as well as underwriters and granting organizations will be there as well to celebrate that. And, of course, dignitaries from the campus, the president, and the dean of the College of Fine Arts and Communications, and, you know, just friends of KVLU. And so we will we'll celebrate that. We'll have some interviews with some folks that we'll be airing, and we'll air the inaugural broadcast from 1974.
That's neat.
And then count down to All Things Considered, which is the first news program that was aired on KVLU. So, and that's April 30th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the Setzer Center. The Oak Ballroom is the location. And yeah, we've got some fun items that we'll be giving away. And we actually will have a big giveaway that we're working on. And do we want to say what that is right now?
I know. That's the thing. Do we want the element of surprise or not?
Y'all are really good about these giveaways, though. I remember during the giving campaign last year, y'all had a pretty sweet little giveaway.
Yeah.
So. Well, we have good friends in the community, and that's the only reason we can do things like that. But we'll have the anniversary. It really is the conclusion of our spring fundraiser. We have on-air fundraisers in the spring and in the fall. And so for this spring, the very last day of the fundraiser is going to be our anniversary. And so we'll be giving away an item during the campaign. It's April 22nd through the 30th. And so anyone who pledges their support during the campaign is automatically entered into that giveaway. We're not ready to announce that quite yet. And then we're going to also have another giveaway for the anniversary event at the Setzer Center. So two different giveaways, two different ways to win. And so we have lots of things that we're working on and excited about.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of excitement, this is Lamar's centennial year. You know, we started in September. We're celebrating through May.
Yeah.
So if you think about it, KVLU has been here for half of Lamar's existence. So 50 years is definitely something to celebrate.
Right. And that inaugural broadcast includes a speech by John Gray.
That's right.
Who was the president at the time.
And it was done in what was called the reading room of the Setzer Student Center. So we'll be in the same location that they had the inaugural broadcast, which is pretty cool.
And
it's pretty phenomenal when you think about just the creation of a public broadcast station or public radio station in a market like Southeast Texas, which of course was much smaller back then. And the core group of people who really had a belief in it and were steadfast in it, and Lamar for backing it up. And so it's pretty incredible. We definitely want to celebrate that and acknowledge that. And we're looking forward to another 50 years. And so that's really the focus of our fundraising campaign this spring. Is it's only because of our listeners and supporters in the community that we've been able to exist for 50 years. And it's only because of them that we're going to continue to exist for another 50 years.
Yeah, I think one of the things about it that's very interesting is that also is that in this community, we had a public radio station only about 4 years after National Public Radio was founded. So KVLU was a very early station to be founded in this country. And you think about that, it's very interesting to think about. Public broadcasting recently had their, 50 several years ago, but not that long ago.
Not that long ago.
No.
Maybe like 4 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was 1970. I think it might have been.
So very innovative, you know. Southeast Texas gets punches sometimes, you know, from other parts of the state or the country. But you have to give it to them. They were really on it. Forward thinking in terms of education, but also public service. So
Lamar University was the perfect place to do this, you know, in this area.
Oh, and I wanted to mention another thing about our anniversary celebration. We are going to have live music, as you mentioned, Andre Harness. He has is it a quartet or a quintet?
A quartet. And they're mostly alumni.
Yeah, like, and he's an alum. He's an alum, and he also hosts Friday Night Jazz here on KVLU, and every Friday night. And so they're going to be performing live at the anniversary event. So
which is cool because jazz has been a staple on KVLU since the very beginning. It's like the first major genre that we play was jazz. jazz and also classical. So it's nice to have jazz in the air at this.
I love how this all ties together.
Yeah.
Fantastic planning on your part.
Thank you.
We're still working on it.
Hey,
that's how these events go, but they always come together. Jason, are there any interesting facts or maybe accomplishments that KVLU has been a part of over the last 50 years? I'm sure there's plenty that you might want to share with our listeners.
I think one thing kind of speaks to what Shannon said. One of the things that's very interesting is recently we were preparing our 10th anniversary broadcast to air here on KVLU. Now, it took place just down the hallway in our master control room in 1984. And one of the things listening to it was very interesting because what was said then about, you know, taking care of all of, you know, having an educational aspect, being important to that, also being involved in the art and culture of Southeast Texas, being, you know, very forward-thinking, very innovative, still having, you know, this mix of National Public Radio and local content, that is still the same for today. And it worked then, and we're grateful that it's still working now. And I just, I think that legacy of KVLU being supported by the community for five decades, and also maintaining being an eclectic station when a lot of stations went all news, is really a testament to this area and the love of the culture and art of Southeast Texas. I just found that really fascinating. We have had a lot of great accomplishments in the last several years, winning awards for our documentary Bayou Lands with the Texas Historical Commission, also the Texas Association of Broadcasters, the Southeast Texas Press Club. We've really been very grateful for that because we've got a lot of awards just with, I would say, just in the last like 4 or 5 years for those productions that we put a lot into. It's really been great being recognized.
So Shannon, would you like to, I know you mentioned that this is going to kind of coincide with the giving campaign that you all do. Do you want to elaborate a little bit more on that? We've got some time left.
Sure. We will be coming to our listeners live for about 10 days, April 22nd through the 30th. And what that means is that during our news programs, we'll be cutting in. We're not taking up the entire program, but we do cut in for about 7 to 10 minutes at a time. Usually we have a member of our campus community or someone from the larger community join us, and we're asking our listeners to give. That's really what it's about. Public radio is listener supported. We do get grants and underwriters, as I mentioned before. And of course we have support from Lamar and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but our listeners provide the support that we need to pay for the programs that we host, which the NPR news programs are quite costly. And then we have other costs as well associated with programming. So it's really essential that we have successful fundraising campaigns. And, you know, our listeners can give it any amount they choose, which is a really cool aspect of it. They get to decide. Yeah. And you can do that now at kvlu.org. You can give online. You know, as a nonprofit, we're always fundraising, even if we're not on the air. But we will be coming to our listeners live April 22nd through the 30th. And of course, that very last day of the campaign, the 30th, is our anniversary. So that's even more special.
It's a nice way to kind of end it off. Let's end with the celebration. Well, I will say, as a community member and now an employee of Lamar University who has come on to help you all with that giving campaign, something I always say, anytime I go on the radio with KVLU, I always get a text message or a phone call. Heard you on the radio this morning. So there's a lot of support out there for you all. And I think that's what's kept you here for 50 years is that community support. So definitely anyone listening, keep that support going for sure.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, John.
Before we wrap up today, is there anything else you two maybe didn't have time to mention that you would like to share about KVLU or the 50-year history or any of those things?
Yeah, I'd like to mention something about a program change that we had. You know, KVLU, it's KV, Voice L, Lamar University, the Voice of Lamar University. And so we've taken that in our 50th year, actually at the end of last year, about October of last year. And we've taken one of our programs called On Campus at Lamar University, and we decided to listen to the voice of of Lamar University. So that program is not hosted by us anymore. It's hosted by people from Lamar University, students, staff, and faculty.
Love that.
Any combination of being interviewed, students interviewing students, faculty, all the combinations are welcome. And we allow the different departments at Lamar to decide on the topic. So what we do is we sit in the room and, you know, we get set up and we get the mics checked and we start rolling on the computer and they do the conversation and then we air it. And it's been really great. We've had some fantastic guests. And our goal is to reach every single department and college and area of Lamar University. And so anybody from Lamar listening right now, they can reach out to us about their department. And we'd be glad to happy to set up a time for you to be on campus.
That's a wonderful addition. And I will say, as the other individual on campus who's trying to share those stories, I appreciate y'all filling in the gap because there's no way I'm going to get to everybody.
We're really working together at it, aren't we? We really are. It
even
really helps out a lot.
I bring in guests and you're like, hey, you know people in athletics? Let's talk. So
yeah.
I think it's a great new partnership for sure.
Exactly. I think so too. It's been
wonderful.
Great.
So Jason and Shannon, thank you both for joining me today on the LU Moment.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
For the listeners out there, remember to save the date for KBLU's 50th anniversary celebration, taking place on Tuesday, April 30th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Live Oak Ballroom of the Setzer Student Center here on Lamar's campus. As always, please make sure to search LU Moment wherever you get your podcast to keep up with the people, places, programs, and events here at Lamar University. Don't forget to click that like and follow us on our socials. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at the username Lamar University. This is John Rollins, Associate Director of Community Relations and Public Affairs here at LU, and we'll talk to you next time.